This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, my darlings. Welcome back to the Daily Practice and a very happy Monday to you. I hope you're feeling amazing, whatever you have going on in your life right now. I hope you feel just ready for a new week ahead, ready for some new practices here on the show. We have been dealing with some sick kids here at home. Both of my kids have a pretty bad cold right now. Everywhere I look around the house, I feel like something is just messy. And I've been walking around with that feeling now for a couple of days of just wanting to clean things up. Not just, you know, physically, materially cleaning things up around the house, but cleaning things up in different areas of my life. And that is what has inspired our topic for this week. This week, I want us to put some attention toward something messy that we have been procrastinating. I want us to focus on cleaning up a mess that is going to leave us feeling some clarity, or cleaning up a mess that's going to make us feel more organized or like we have more space to create in our lives. Something messy that has been cluttering our minds. And that's the thing about mess and clutter. If we live in a messy way, we're going to feel mess on the inside. And it can feel just so very good to clean something up and clear something out. Now, this doesn't have to immediately translate to your physical home. It can actually be maybe you're dealing with something messy in one of your relationships right now, and you need to clear that up. Maybe that's much more pressing and important. Perhaps you're dealing with a mess at work. There's something going on there, and it's just occupying all of your mental space, making you feel really cluttered on the inside. Then that's where you're going to focus your energy this week. Really, we're going to just spend some time scanning through our lives, figuring out which mess feels most urgent and most requires our attention right now. And that's what we are going to focus on cleaning up this week. So this week, I will deal with something messy that's been cluttering my mind. This week, I will deal with something messy that's been cluttering my mind. I also feel like it's really a good time right now to prepare ourselves for spring. Spring is going to come. If you live where I live in Sweden, it feels really far away, but before we know it, spring is going to be here. And we're going to want to do all of the spring cleaning and clearing things out and inviting that fresh new season into our lives. We're not quite ready for that yet, just energetically, but now is a good time to prepare for the spring cleaning, right? To see if there's anything really urgent that just feels unorganized, that feels like you haven't brought your attention to it for a long time. Maybe you have that cupboard or that closet you just never want to look at. Maybe you have that unfinished project. Maybe you have something really lingering from winter. Do you still have Christmas ornaments around your house? Has the weather shifted where you live and you have tons of really thick jackets and clothing that isn't applicable and appropriate for the season coming? Is there something you're ready to clear out and clean out from winter? You can start that work this week. I also think that whenever we are in that work of cleaning up messes in our relationships or in our work dynamics, oftentimes we feel immediately inspired to continue organizing other areas of our lives. So we can start by cleaning up messes at home and then have that translate into our relationships, or start with that more challenging work of cleaning up a relationship and then move over to doing that work at home. So this week, I will deal with something messy that's been cluttering my mind. If you want to start this work right here, right now, as we anchor into that intention, just take a moment to look around where you are sitting right here, right now. Notice if there is a tiny little area in the room you're in, or if you're in a car right now, I bet that there is a side door or that center console area or a glove box compartment. There's an area there where you can actually just give 5 minutes of your time to clean and clear some mess out. For me right now, I'm sitting in my bedroom, literally staring at my bedside table that is so covered with stuff, I can't even see the surface of that table. I can count 7 pacifiers. I can count 2 CBD bottles. There's 2 magnesium pill bottles here. I think 5 glasses of water. There's books. There's candle holders. It's so messy. I can't even see this table. It's going to feel really good to just clear that out completely, give it a good wipe down, and just organize it again. It's not going to take me more than 5 minutes. And there is an area that you are staring at right now or that you're thinking of right now where you can do the same. So this week, I will deal with something messy that's been cluttering my mind, and you can start by dedicating 5 minutes to cleaning something up right now. I am excited. I think we're going to feel really clear and really clean and really good by the end of this week. So let's get started. I'll be back tomorrow.